Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Thursday, February the 16th, 2012. The other day, something happened to my wife. Now, it's happened to me before, and I'm sure to you as well. And here's the point. I'm going to give you the point before I even tell you what happened. We cannot control what other people do, but we can control our response to what they do. So, what happened? Well, she was out doing her errands, and in the process was waiting patiently to turn right, waiting while a couple of ladies were crossing the street, and these ladies were just taking their sweet old time, walking very, very slowly. I guess a couple of cars ahead of Kathy turned since the ladies were so slow and hadn't even made it halfway. By the time Kathy was first in line to turn right, she waited and the ladies finally achieved their destination, the other side of the street. Then one of the ladies, in a burst of anger, smacked her hand on my wife's car and called her a couple of very vulgar names. You see, the ladies were now going to cross the other street, and her car was now a little bit into the crosswalk on the street that the ladies were now going to cross. So, because of that, one of the ladies slammed her hand on the car, called my wife a couple of very vulgar names, yelled about her driving, and then proceeded to cross the street. You know, when Kathy told me about this incident, she said that she felt very sorry for the lady, and that her actions indicated just how unhappy she was in her life. You know, to fly off the handle like that, use very vulgar, degrading words, was simply an indication that there's a whole lot going on in her life that's not very pleasant. And so Kathy just let the two ladies pass on by. Now, there are some people who might have reacted differently than Kathy did. People have gotten into fist fights for a lot less than that, haven't they? Some people may have handled it differently, but she didn't. She knows that she cannot control what other people do and say, but she can control what she says and what she does. And then she told me she didn't want that incident to ruin her day, put her in a bad mood, talk about it to everybody else, you know, guess what this stupid lady did to me, blah, blah, blah. Yet that's exactly what some people do, don't they? They carry it with them all day, and sometimes even for days. Let it fester in their mind, get all negative and angry about it. Can't wait to tell everybody about it. Kathy told me that she reminded herself of what God says about her, that she's righteous, holy, lovely, and acceptable in His eyes. She chose to accept and believe what the Bible says about her, rather than what the upset, foul-mouthed lady she encountered said. So, the point, I mentioned it at the beginning, we cannot control what other people do, but we can control our response to what they do. So the next time a total stranger does and says something that is rude or unpleasant or rubs you the wrong way, just stop for a moment and ask yourself, what is the best response for my life? Do you really need to make your point? Do you really need to get even? Do you really need to not let it slide? Do you really need to not let them get away with it? Or do you really not need to react and then carry negativity with you all day long? Just remember, generally, people who are rude and selfish and say hurtful things are themselves hurting inside. They have a lot of needs they haven't addressed, and instead, they lash out at other people. Understand that. Love them if you can. But don't allow the actions of someone you have no control over to cause you to do things you really don't want to do. And yes, I know this incident was about a total stranger, but what about people you know who do similar things to you? Well, I'll cover that in the next podcast. That's it for this podcast. If you have any comments, go ahead and type them in down below. And by the way, if you're a subscriber to this blog, you don't need to check back to see if I posted something new, because as a subscriber, you'll get notified personally every time I do post something new. And it doesn't cost you anything to be a subscriber. It's free. And if you do, as my way of saying thanks, I'll give you a free lifetime subscription to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some information down below. Thanks again for listening, and until next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great day.